www.thebrainfarm.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Hope you guys have had a great week. I hope you're enjoying this 3-day weekend. I have to tell you, up in northwestern Washington State, it is absolutely gorgeous. We've had 10 days in a row of sun, and Big Al loves that. I have a friend of mine on the line with me right now who became a friend after he started listening to our show, Jed Davis. Jed is a very bright gold bug, for lack of better terms, and he sent me an email, and he said, I really don't understand how the price of gold could go down. And he titled his notes to me, Why Gold Can't Go Down. And I totally agree with Jed. My time frame, I want to say at the beginning here, is it's not short term, because nobody can, in my opinion, predict what's going to happen in the next few weeks or months. But in the mid to long term, I think gold is a great place to be. Jed, I know you agree with me. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's your opinion?
Well, first, Al, thanks for having me on the program again. In my opinion, there's a couple of solid reasons why gold can't go down to much lower levels than some have predicted. Now, this might sound a little different, but this is what I truly believe, and I'm someone who follows these markets as close as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
First, I think bankers and central bankers are in the business of selling money. They hold money for a profit. They lend money for a profit. As a result, they are just like any other business person. They want you, they want me to believe that we are better off and we're safer by having more of their product in the bank. As a result, they have launched a coordinated effort to short gold on a daily basis, and this has been going on for years and years. And you don't need to be a technician to figure it out. I follow the gold charts for about 18 hours a day. Gold is usually shorted at night to suppress the price. At a certain point, Asian and American buyers come in, and the price goes north. What I see happening is that the base in gold has been steadily increasing over the past 4 or 5 months. First, we were at 1580, then we were stuck at 1620, 1650, and now we had that big jump of about $40 today. Who knows what's going to happen on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
But what has been happening is that the shorting is, in my opinion, starting to backfire very, very badly. Just today, we saw a dramatic downward spike to 1545 and some change, and then we saw it go straight up. What is happening has to do with the fact that 40% of the population of the world lives in Asia, primarily the Chinese and those who live in India. They supported our economy for years by buying our treasuries, and now they want the real money because they're holding paper that decreases in value by the day due to inflation and dilution a la printing. They want out. At a certain point, the man on the street takes notice. Everyone wants in. Gold will come into a mania. It will explode to the upside. Everybody wants in. That's reason number one. Reason number two is something that doesn't really get talked about too much. And this is why I can't see gold going down. There are 8,100 tons of gold in Fort Knox. There's a little bit of it in New York underground. There's a little bit of it in Annapolis. At today's prices, if you multiply the 8,100 tons and accordingly,
mm-hmm.
You have what is worth about $500 million. That is pocket change with all the M3 that has been printed. And mind you, we have printed more money in the past 3 years than in the previous time from 1790
mm-hmm.
to a few years ago,
right.
Okay? And a lot of people don't realize that. A revaluation of gold to $10,000 would give the dollar credibility. What I'm trying to say is gold has to have some type of reasonable backing in terms of price or ratio to give the dollar credibility. At a price of $10,000, the USA holdings of gold would have a net worth at today's price about $2.6 billion. This is still not a lot of money, but at least there would be some minimal backing and credibility. Now, just like Roosevelt did in 1933, where the gold price went from $20 to, I think, $32, the price of gold has to be revalued. And these are the reasons why I just don't see it going down.
What if you're totally wrong? What's that going to mean?
Well, it's both good and bad. The bad part of it is those of us who've made quite an investment in gold are going to have gold that's worth a lot less, especially if we bought late and we bought on the way up.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, this would be a good sign of a strong dollar and a very healthy economy. It would be like a return to the 80s and 90s, and it would suppress the price of gold. But I think that we as a nation would be better off economically, and there would be other sectors of investment that would be worth getting into.
Well, I know how I'm playing this particular scenario out in terms of our investments. What are you doing?
What I do is I've actually made very, very few changes, and that to me is a very positive sign because I have felt totally comfortable when we had the dips down to 15 and 60, and I'd get friends calling me, and I just don't care. You know, I didn't make any changes. This is basically what I do. 30 to 35% of my portfolio is in gold and gold-related products, and that's divided into three parts. A third is in bullion. There's a little bit of silver there. It's mostly gold. A third is in the majors and mid-tiers, and a third of it is in the juniors, most of which I learned about on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And I've held very steadily to that scenario, that play,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That scenario for a long time, and I feel very comfortable. And not only that, but it's been pretty good to me. I mean, I have some stinkers there and things that are down, but there's actually been some really good success stories, too. And I think this year the gold equities are going to outperform the bullion. There's no question about it.
I think there's a very good possibility that that's going to happen. You know, assuming that you do some due diligence, which I would hope that everybody who listens to this show does, it's really amazing how some very, very solid little companies are overlooked. I've been playing this game for 35 years. My name isn't Rockefeller by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, Kathy and I have done okay. One of the reasons that we have is because we do nothing more than invest prudently. You know, we look at situations, if the fundamentals aren't there, and in my mind, the most important fundamental is the management. And if the fundamentals aren't there, it's not worth writing a check. But if the fundamentals are there, you know, I can't tell other people what to do because I'm not a registered investment advisor. But I know it's been good to us.
Well, it's been good to me, and I think that for all of us, this is going to be a very, very good year. Well, I think long term, I think 2012, 2013, I think given the reasons that I explained earlier, I think you're just going to see an upward surge. You have to remember, too, that it's a very tiny market. It doesn't get
yes,
a lot of
is.
Attention.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the juniors, which is something you talk about frequently on the show,
mm-hmm.
There's going to be a demand for the bullion, and there's going to be a lot of competition for these companies to be absorbed by the larger companies.
Well, I think that's what's going on right now, and you know, it's just that's just kind of the normal evolution of these little companies, and you know, a company that we talked about yesterday in an editorial where that's going on right now is the company that, in terms of our audience, there was a real split between people who really didn't like it and people who, you know, who kind of did get behind the management as I did, and that's Premium Exploration. They announced on Thursday that Osisko was going to come in. They're going to spend $500,000 with Premium. You know, and as I said in my editorial, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. And, you know, that company dropped to amazingly low levels in terms of the share price. Is it going to come back? I don't know. But you know what? There was money to be made there in terms of averaging down, et cetera, et cetera. So don't take that as investment advice, ladies and gentlemen, because I am not a registered investment advisor, and speaking of Premium, I am a shareholder there. Jeff, thank you so much for your time, my friend. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. I've got Lenik Rodriguez on the line with me right now. A couple of things I want to say about Lenik and about his company, Arcana Resources, Arcana Corporation. I have known Lenik for probably about 3 or 4 years. We have visited the La Negra mine. I have been a friend, I'm happy to say, of Lenik's for that period of time. He is obviously involved with one of the more successful companies that I have ever been involved with. And we're going to provide you with an update. I know we've had a lot of requests from listeners wanting to know exactly what's going on with the company. No one better to hear it from than Lenik. Lenik, I'd like to start out with a news release, discussing a news release that you guys put out just a few days ago, where you updated the resource estimate for the La Negra mine. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. Thank you for having me again, Al. And yes, I'm very pleased to report that La Negra's exploration program has been very successful, so successful that we issued a massive increase in resources at La Negra, and that's some of the reasons that we've been expanding production.
Mm-hmm.
These resources, just in silver, came to over 115 million ounces.
Right.
Previous to that, we had about 2 million ounces, so people were thinking that La Negra was a mine that was being extinguished. And we just, as we had always said, we just proved that's very far from the case.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, you came out back on August 20th, which was less than 2 weeks ago. You came out with some financial results. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, the financial results continue to outperform. It's the 11th quarter that we have of record results. So La Negra is performing very well, and we're very pleased with the exploration results as well.
You know, what made me very happy is number one, your net revenues for the second quarter were $13.3 million as compared to $12.4 million for the second quarter of 2011. Earnings increased, virtually net income increased. I mean, net income was up 50%. What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I would have to say not. Let's switch subjects just a little bit. Let's go over to Texas. Let's talk about what's going on at Shatner.
Yes. Shatner, we finished the construction of Shatner in April.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the process of commissioning the plant. And one of the challenges that we have there is really getting and hiring the qualified people that we need. Indeed, in this area of Texas is a fifth poorest county in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And this traditionally not been a mining state. So that's one of our main challenges, to get all the personnel that we need to really finish commissioning the plant and start the commercial production, which we expect that will happen sometime in the fourth quarter of this year.
That, if memory serves me correctly, and it normally does, that is going to be one of the most significant silver mines in North America.
Well, it is the largest pure silver mine in the U.S., largest pure silver mine in North America, 14th largest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very significant. We expect to produce, after we declare commercial production in the first year of operation, about 3.8 million ounces at a rate of 1,500 tons per day. However, our installed capacity is for 2,500 tons per day, and of course we intend to use all that capacity as the mine can feed the mill. So sometime in 2013, we hope to use that capacity, 2,500 tons per day, and at that rate, just back-of-the-envelope calculation would mean about 6 million ounces of silver just coming from this pure silver mine.
Lenik, let's talk specifically about what's going to be happening at Shafter between now and the end of the year.
Okay, what's going to be happening at Shafter is that we are going to be finishing the commissioning of the plant,
mm-hmm.
modifying the plant so that it can process the 2,500 tons that we need to produce from that mine. So there's going to be some changes to the plant. It's going to take about 6 months to do that. At that point in time, we can start to ramp up production from the 1,500 tons per day to the 2,500. And this is a gradual process. It's like seeing a baby grow. You cannot just start it from one day to the other one. That's normal. But some people think that you open the gates and right away you start producing at 1,500 tons per day. Well, that's hardly the case.
You know, I have to tell you on a personal note, I met Lennox at the Silver Summit about 2 or 3 years ago in Spokane, Washington, and Lennox came over and introduced himself to me. We talked a little bit about the company, and I said, you know, I said, before I make, really give an opinion on this, I'd like to take a look at the financial statements. Can you give me an hour or so? And Lennox said, of course, you know. And so I looked at the financial statements, and it was kind of an interesting situation because here we had a company where the stock was trading, you know, significantly under 25 cents a share. And the numbers were actually very, very good. I thought the income statement looked, you know, pretty good. Not nearly as good as it looks right now, but the income statement looked pretty good. The balance sheet looked pretty good. And I thought to myself, what's wrong with this picture? You know, and I remember then I, rather than have Lennox try and track me down, I went and tracked him down and I said, I simply can't believe, Lennox, that the stock is trading at the level that it's trading. And, yeah, I would really like to get involved with your company. Well, since that time we did, we went down and shot a video. It was really a very, very interesting video that we shot at the La Negra mine. We also did some footage in Mexico City. I met the board of directors at the time, very, very sophisticated business people. You know, and I thought to myself, this is a no-brainer. Well, one of the times in this particular business that I've been absolutely correct. I mean, I got involved with the stock down around 15 cents. You're trading, as we're recording right now, a little over a dollar a share, and I think that as Shafter evolves and you continue to grow at La Negra, you know, this is not investment advice because I'm not a registered investment advisor, but this strikes me as being a pretty good situation, Lennox.
Definitely it is. I mean, we have the highest growth profile of any mining company in the silver space.
Right.
And we intend to keep this growth profile growing the company and intend to sometime in 2013 have a running rate of 10 million ounces per year and surpass most of senior silver producers.
Well, and I think you will. I haven't asked you this question before, but if you're going to be at the Silver Summit this year or if you're going to be at the upcoming conference in Chicago, which I'll be at, we will be recording radio there with Lennox at either one of those two shows or any shows that come up. Anybody who attends, and I know most of our listeners attend the conferences certainly that I speak at, any of you who are attending, we will certainly provide an introduction to a gentleman who I think is one of the most successful mining entrepreneurs in the industry, and that would be Lennox. You know, you've done a great job with Arcana, and it's just nice to be involved with a company that, in spite of the fact that we have a pretty tough market right now, you guys are just doing really, really well. Congratulations to you. Listen, if you want any information on Arcana Corporation, simply click on their banner. They are sponsors on our website. You get all the information that you want. I am also about ready to buy more stock in this company out of the open market, and 3 days before I do that, I will certainly give you that particular notice. Lennox, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you for having me again, Alex.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Hewer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, we're going to spend a little more time talking about companies on the program. Probably do about 3 segments a week now on companies because more and more of you are asking for that. But what I'm going to do in this segment is I'm going to chat with Jeff Deist and also with Roger Wiegand on a subject that I think is really, really important. Going to answer a question from a listener today that has to do with the U.S. dollar and gold. A listener who goes by the moniker of Dick Tracy. Dick says, quote, just a thought, but maybe Jeff Deist from Congressman Ron Paul's office would be the linchpin here. Certainly they have mentioned a number of times that the U.S. of A is in jeopardy of losing their world reserve currency status, and they want to end the Fed, so they must have some weighty ideas on the subject. Maybe you've already discussed this issue at length, and I simply missed listening to it. There are only so many hours in the day, and I've got to go out and bring the good fight to the gangsters. Bye for now, Dick Tracy. Okay, Mr. Deist, I personally think that the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency is a thing of the past, a thing of the past very, very quickly. What do you think?
I agree, and it's very frightening. You know, the two things that have sort of propped the dollar up are, one, the fact that OPEC prices dollars in oil and has since the 60s or 70s, which means that every country around the world that buys oil needs U.S. dollars. Now, that could come to an end as quickly and as easily as Russia or China or any other country making a deal with a big oil producer like Iran to start pricing oil in euro or Swiss francs or any other currency. So, you know, you've got that to worry about. But on top of that, you've got a diminishing faith in the U.S. government to deal with its fiscal problems. I mean, the rest of the world is awash in dollars, especially Asian central banks. And they're starting to realize now that we're not serious about getting our deficits and our debt in order. Both Romney and Obama basically promised to continue trillion-dollar annual deficits, which means that the reality is that we're going to pay off our Treasury debt through slow monetization, through through creating money and diminishing its value. And everybody knows that, but nobody wants to be the first one to sort of step off the musical chairs and dump all their dollars quickly.
You know, Paul Ryan at least is being somewhat honest about the whole deal with you know, with the quote-unquote Romney-Ryan budget or Ryan-Romney, depending on who you think is the brightest light bulb in the string. And I'd have to go with the Ryan-Romney. But, you know, he basically has just come out and said, you know, this thing ain't going to get balanced until mid-2020s. My personal opinion is I don't think it's ever going to get balanced. I think it's just way, way out of control. And I'm looking for possibly some type of reorganization a la Chapter 13. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. The problem is that a good percent of this country doesn't even look at it with any kind of balance sheet mentality.
Right.
It's viewed as purely political problem. Everybody on the left and a good amount of people on the right actually just simply think that debt doesn't matter, that it's just some sort of nebulous concept and we owe it to ourselves.
Right.
They ignore history. They ignore what happens when currencies die. It's something that's so big. It's such a big problem that we can't really wrap our heads around it anymore. And as a result, people want to act like it doesn't exist. But if you look at history, usually when currencies implode, you know, you get war and major civil disruptions.
I think we're going to have that, and I've been talking about that for years. I also would have to say, you know, as one last thought for our listeners on the Kitco site, and that is, boy, is this going to be positive for gold. Do you agree with that?
No question.
Yeah. No.
I'd rather have stuff than dollars.
Exactly. Jeff, thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, as everyone is aware, I am in complete agreement, certainly with Jeff Deist on that. Let's hear what Roger Wiegand has to say. Rog, what do you think about the future of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency? I bet you're not too optimistic about that one, are you?
No, for the long pull, we are not. But keep in mind that in the intermediate, perhaps shorter term, the euro currency and the euro land bond business is headed south. And as long as that continues, you're going to see rising prices in the treasury bonds in the U.S., and you're going to see sideways to up in the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
As you like to say, we're the prettiest baby in a nursery, that's pretty weak.
Yep.
But that's just the way it is. Now, what's happened today on this Friday of August 31st, we've got a dollar that's in the red. It's at 81.53. And as I reported today in our newsletter for August, at the end of August, I should say, that 81.53, Al, is becoming the new norm index price for the dollar. And I have not seen this for a very long time. What does that mean? The old index price, the magnet number, the go-to number for the U.S. dollar futures for December would typically be 80.00 or 80. You can get a 50- or 80-year chart on the dollar, and time after time after time, in most recent decades, the price, the go-to price is 80.00. Today, I can see over the intermediate term, by that I mean several months, we're now at 81.5. That doesn't sound like very much, 1.5 points, but understand these are very big markets. Understand that the U.S. dollar is now 77% of the world's reserve currency. It used to be 85%, now it's 77%. What that means is now the new norm for the U.S. dollar is 1.5 points higher than what it was for many years before. The reason for that is because of the weak bonds in Asia and in Europe, most particularly for the weak euro currency. So what you're going to see is, as the euro currency and the bonds continue to drift lower, the U.S. dollar is going to get pressured to the high side. The negative part of that for us as traders is the fact that a higher dollar makes the export prices on commodities cost more, which tends to smother the CRB and the prices. It's not going to flatten it or knock it down. It's just going to slow down the acceleration of the growth. But that is all going to change once, in my view, the euro currency does a crash and burn, and it's headed in that direction. Now, on September 12th, we have an opportunity to watch the German Supreme Court come down with a decision as to what they're going to do about the ESM bonds. And in my view, it's going to be so dangerous a decision, they're going to kick it down the road some more. And then what happens is the German people are going to have a vote referendum to give more credit to their neighbors, and I think they're going to vote no. And if they do that this quarter coming up, I think that's curtains for the ESM bonds, the euro bonds, and also the euro currency, which will kick the U.S. dollar higher. But keep in mind, that's only a temporary deal. How temporary? Maybe a few months. But then after that, down the dollar goes because of all the printing of currency and bonds in the U.S.
Well, I think it's a really good point, but I mean, the question is, what's going to take it over? In your mind, I personally think it's going to be a basket of currencies, for lack of a better term.
I would agree with that. They're headed in that direction anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Middle Eastern folks, and also in Asia, are trying to get that started. So far, it's kind of stumbled and failed, but I think they're on the right track. They're on the right idea. By example, they could say, let's make crude oil the new currency. Right now, China is trading oil for gold with Iran right now because Iran is under monetary sanctions for trading.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these things can skirt around the edges and people can say, well, that's the end of the U.S. dollar, but I don't think so. I really think that the dollar is a reserve currency, will continue for quite some time, but the price and value is going to go down considerably. If the old number was 80 on the index, my new number on the index is 46 to 40, 40.00 to 46.00. What does that mean? That means the U.S. dollar, when it goes to that level on the index, is going to be worth exactly half what it's worth today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's an interesting point, and I think the implications of that are, to say the least, very, very intriguing from an investment standpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That's what Jeff Deist, Chief of Staff for Congressman Ron Paul, thinks, and Roger Wiegand of TraderTracks. That's what they think. You know that I agree with them.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know who I am, and I know who you are. I'm going to talk a little bit right now about politics. I can't seem to get away from that. And I've got two guests with me. Number one, Grant Williams, who's going to give a perspective from Singapore, where he lives. Grant is also originally from the UK, so this is definitely not an American perspective per se. And then I got Trader Raj on the line with me, and we're going to get, you know, a local perspective from him. I read a book recently written by a gentleman by the name of Robert Knight, and the name of the book is Radical Rulers. And in this book, Mr. Knight talks about the Obama administration. And everything that he says in this book is very well documented. So there isn't a lot of anger. There isn't a lot of heated discussion. It simply has to do with factual events, okay, that occurred. Now, the reason I think this is very important is because there is a very clear difference right now between the two candidates on the surface. On the one hand, Mitt Romney and his party are basically painting him as a successful capitalist. And on the other hand, you've got a man who, I think by his past actions and associations, I think one would have to say that he clearly has socialistic tendencies. Big government, let's take care of people, et cetera, et cetera. Now, some of his colleagues in the past are really interesting people. William Ayers, for example. You know, I mean, I don't want to say the guy's a convicted terrorist because he's not, but he's very, very radical individual. Jeremiah Wright, very, very radical individual. And I know that the president tried to, for lack of better terms, distance himself from Reverend Wright. But you know, you really can't do that. Who else? You know, Davis, et cetera. I mean, it goes on and on and on. What I would like to ask you, first of all, Grant, is as an outsider, and I don't mean that negatively at all, but what do you see as the difference between the two presidential candidates right now?
Elections are funny things. I mean, candidates on both sides are generally painted as being what their party thinks they need to be to win that particular election. And so, as you say, you know, we have Mitt Romney's successful capitalist as the antithesis of Obama's potentially, as you say, socialistic leaning president. The problem comes when anybody gets into office and they find out what they can and can't actually do. They enter there with promises. We Romney's speech yesterday talked about Obama's broken promises. And yes, he has failed to deliver on most of what he said he'd do. But I think you find this with anybody. Once they actually get handed the keys and they sit down to drive the car off the lot, there's an awful lot of buttons and stuff that they don't really know how to press, and they can't actually do what they promised they'd do. So it's something that you do what you can to try and get power, and getting power is obviously reflecting on the weaknesses of the other candidate. But I think having the office yourself, particularly in times like this, is a whole different problem altogether.
Raj, what do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, if there are limitations, as Grant is saying, once you get power, and there's limitations not nearly as strong when you're out of power. But, you know, this president has done a variety of things that just marvel from my point of view, and that is the whole string of executive orders that he signed creating law and imposing law upon Americans. And some have said that, well, this is nothing more than a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I go quite that far, but, you know, there's so much of it, and it's going on for an extended period of time that you've got to really pay attention and see what's going on here, and it's not very pretty. There's 27 people on these in powerful positions that were all placed there by the president without approval by the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And they're imposing some pretty strict laws and rules upon the American people and upon American business.
Yeah.
And people are finding this very stifling. And it's gotten to the point where lots of people are saying that business, in many respects, is almost to the point where they're paralyzed, that they can't move.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes you think.
Well, you know, it really makes you think. The thing that really made me think when as I was reading Knight's book, is that I never really stopped and thought about how radical an individual, radical from my standpoint. Now, from somebody else's standpoint, he may not be so radical, but from my standpoint, he's very radical. Now, we all know who William Ayers is, okay, and we all know who Jeremiah Wright is, you know. But the thing about Wright that I think is interesting is the president basically was in his parish is the wrong word. He's certainly not Catholic, but was the president and it was in his fold for over 20 years. Their kids were baptized there, etc. He certainly would know the man. There's no question about that, okay. And what I find interesting is this is a direct quote of what Reverend Wright said, quote, "The government gives them, African Americans, the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America. No, 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 not God Bless America, God damn America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people. God damn America for treating her citizens as less than human. Goddamn America, as long as she keeps trying to act like she is God and she is supreme." Okay, now, if you don't believe what I just said, all you have to do is go to YouTube and watch Jeremiah Wright, the full G-damn America sermon. Okay, now, how can we have a leader as powerful as the President of the United States who's been affiliated with people like that? And he's not the only one. Jeremiah Wright is not the only one. You got any comments on that, Grant?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is talking about American politics is always a difficult thing for an Englishman based in Singapore to do. But, I mean, from a neutral perspective, the thing I find extraordinary is I've never seen a president, certainly in my lifetime, where there are so many stories like this swirling around out there, and the Bertha deal, and the secrecy that seems to surround this guy,
mm-hmm.
And yet he was elected in a landslide, and yet if you look at all these stories and what looks from the outside like a reasonable failure of policy the whole way through his presidency, and yet he's polling 56% right now. I find that extraordinary personally. I mean, I would like to think that had this presidency happened as a prime ministership in the UK, I would have thought the guy would be trailing in the polls pretty heavily. But it seems to me, as a neutral, that this election is still borderline, but it's still his to lose. You know, Romney has to go win this thing. And I genuinely find that amazing.
I find that to be amazing also. I really, really do. Now, I'm going to leave you with one last thought and then give Raj the final word here. But my one last thought is this. If the majority of this country truly, truly wants big government, socialism, that's fine. I choose not to live in an environment like that. Raj, you got the final word, buddy.
Well, I think that's what they're choosing. And, you know, we've said previously on your site and in my newsletter and on the radio that I believe that Obama's going to win for exactly that reason. Mm-hmm. They choose for big government. They want socialism. They want welfare. They want food stamps. They want handout. They want big mama government to cover their entire life and protect them from the day they're born until the day they die.
Yeah.
And that isn't the way America was founded. But that's what we're facing right now. And quite frankly, it scares the wits out of me.
Well, what I find to be interesting, I thought I was going to give you the last word, but I just can't. I'm getting really wrapped up in this thing. What I find really interesting is somebody is very, very wrong in their philosophy. I have a lot of really bright friends, Grant and Roger, who really, really believe that the president is doing exactly the right thing. I don't understand that. Can somebody rationalize that to me? We got a minute left.
Well, I would say, Al, that you got to look at where people are coming from. Everybody's got an agenda from one point of view or another, and some of those very bright friends may have an agenda that coincides with that of Barack Obama. It may not be exactly the same, but their agenda, the outcome of that agenda, is based upon his being in office more than, say, Romney and the Republican administration.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can look at it.
How about you, Grant? 30 seconds.
Well, I think if you can get 51% of the population to the point where they are depending on the government for free stuff, you know, we've got almost 50 million people on food stamps. If you can get 51% of the people having it in their interests to vote for this kind of government, they're going to win. It's as simple as that.
Ain't that the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm going to start out the second hour with my buddy Grant Williams. Be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.